effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clover Belt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clover Belt the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clover Belt Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clover Belt Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to dirksgroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes along with Sully. And Sully, it's time again for the 10-game challenge. And today, you not only have one of your sponsors with us, you have two.
We got two of the best sponsors that we've had. They've been with us since the get-go. You know, Joe Rader from Joe Rader Towing and Joey Popowski, who was the former owner of the Mint, but still is there making sure things are going to what has become the Mint standard. Only the Rick's Place in Casablanca is slightly ahead of the Mint. So, yeah, it's great to have you guys. And I just want to mention that we this year we're at $1,250 that we're able to give to charitable and nonprofits in the city, and that is directly related to your sponsorship. So on behalf of them, XCO, Sully Scully's Football Page, we want to say thank you for your sponsorship and allowing us to be able to contribute to some very worthy organizations in the city.
And gentlemen, I guess we'll start before we get into the games. First of all, either one that wants to start, talk a little bit about your business. Who should we start with, Saul?
Well, we should probably start with Joe, since Joe is
There's
the senior
Joes.
Guy here. Yeah, well, this Joe, while I was pointing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Joe from Joe Rader Towing, and we've been in business, I guess, about 23 years now. I started when I was 57, so I'm going to be 80 next week. So,
oh, very good.
Things are going great.
Terrific. And what about the Mint, Joe? Joe P.
Joe P. Well, my wife and I operated the Mint from 1990 to just a couple of years ago when we turned the reins over to my chef who had been with us for 18 years, Joe, and his wife, Sherry. So they have taken over last year and have continued the excellence in the food and service and catering that we built over the years.
So many Joes.
Yeah, well, and I can tell you, Joe, I can't tell you, Joe Rader, how many people you have helped in need, you know, when you get broke down in the winter and you're not sure. There's always you and your staff, and you guys have done great job there.
Oh, yeah. I'm very fortunate. I got a son and a daughter who are running the business. I'm like the mailman. I help out with all the small jobs.
Yeah, well, you're up front, Joe. I see you in there. And, Joe, you know, you think of the quality of your restaurant and the way you've grew the catering business. And I know the work you do at our St. Patrick's Day party
Absolutely.
Is off the shelves good, you know.
Highlight of our year.
Oh,
for
sure. Yeah. Okay,
all right,
Chad.
Let's jump right in now for our 10-game challenge. We're going to, again, start from the bottom, Sol. We're going to work our way from, you know, the bottom to the top in terms of, the quality of the games. I think, not to say that Alabama and Wisconsin does have potential to be a low quality, but that's where we're going to start. Alabama hosting Wisconsin, and we always start with our guests. So Joe or Joe, and then Joe and Joe, who do you like?
Well, I'll jump in first. I'm definitely a Wisconsin guy, but a guy's got to really realize what's going to happen today, and I'm not very confident, so I'm going to take Alabama.
And Joe, where are you at? Are you with them on that?
I agree with that, okay. Yes.
And I got to tell you guys, it would be too much of a stretch, even though we're all Badger homers, in this game to take Wisconsin based on how things have gone up to this point. So I'm with you. I'm going with the Tide in this game.
All right. Our next game has Washington State and North Texas. Is that the Mean Green?
That is the Mean Green.
Sully, we'll go with you first.
Okay. Now, I think most people will look at this, and on the surface, you'd think Washington State's a Power Four. They were part of the Power Five when they were in the Pac-12. But the Mean Green is actually favored in this game, and I've seen them play a couple of times in part this year. So I'm going to go with the Mean Green to get after Washington State and get this done out there in Pullman.
All right, we'll go to Joe and Joe.
Or Seattle. No, Pullman, that's right.
Well, Sol, I agree with you. I know the Mean Green is favored, but I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to take the underdog, Washington State.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take the Mean Green.
Okay, so we got the Mean Green 2, and we got the Washington State here at 1.
All right, our next game is, what do you call it? Is it the Backyard Brawl?
Yes, yes.
That's West Virginia and Pittsburgh. Rich Rodriguez's honeymoon may have been short-circuited last week with a loss. Was it to Ohio, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Yep, it was West Virginia going on the road and losing to a MAC team. So not a good loss for a Big 12 team, but Pittsburgh for the ACC, West Virginia from the Big 12. And we'll start with our guests, Joe and Joe.
You're up, Joe.
I'll go with West Virginia.
Okay.
Joseph? I'm going to follow suit. I think West Virginia is going to bounce back and take it this week.
You know, I think that Pat Narduzzi has got one of the worst dispositions in terms of getting after things than anyone else in college football. So I'm going to say, in this kind of environment, a backyard brawl, I'm going to take Narduzzi's guys. So I'm going to separate here. I'm going to go with Pitt.
All right, coming up next. Last week we were talking about this run for South Florida, facing Florida and Miami back-to-back. They took care of business last week, winning in the Swamp against Florida. And now South Florida will try to make it two in a row against their, I would call them, big brothers in the state of Florida,
right,
taking on Miami. So Miami hosting South Florida. Sully, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. South Florida started the year. They beat Boise, which really surprised us. And not only did they beat them, Chad, they slapped them around. They beat them like 34-6. And then they come and they're a 17-point, dog to Florida, and they beat them. But not this time. This time Miami is completely aware of the dangers of playing this in-state rival. So I like Miami to get this done against South Florida later today.
Okay, Joe and Joe, what are your picks?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you there. I think they're going to run into a brick wall this week, so I'm taking Miami also.
Okay, I agree. I'll take Miami.
Okay.
All right. So we got an ACC matchup, interconference matchup, with Georgia Tech, a program that's been on the rise over the last number of years, and Clemson, who struggled just a little bit last week but able to pull off the victory. So Georgia Tech and Clemson, and we'll start with our guests, Joe and Joe.
I think Clemson's going to be just too tough for him. I'm taking Clemson over Georgia Tech.
So yeah, I want Georgia Tech.
Ah, well, you know what? That Hines King is one of the best quarterbacks in the country to play for Georgia Tech. But I'm going to say, Joe, he's been banged up a little bit. And he is definitely going to get rocked by that Clemson defense. And look for their O-line to play as advertised today. So I'm with Joe P. here. I'm going to go with Clemson over Tech.
All right. We are halfway through our 10-game challenge. Every week we bring in at least one, but this week two of the sponsors of Sully's College Football Page. Joe Popowski representing the Mint Cafe and Joe Rader from Joe Rader Towing. And Joe, a little bit more information that maybe we missed earlier. Anything you want to add concerning Joe Popowski with the Mint or Joe Rader with Joe Rader Towing?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say, I'd like to thank everybody for all the business we've had. Business has been doing very good. We've had ups and downs, but there again, my wife and my kids, Jamie, Joe, we're all working hard to make things turn.
Anything you'd like to add, Joe? Joe Popowski?
Yeah, I would just like to echo on that, kind of that same thing, fortunate over the year to have a great staff, always had a great staff, great management team, and without that you just can't do it. So we are very fortunate to have a lot of long-term employees, some over 20 years, so we tip our hats to them.
Yeah, and you know, and I know both Jamie and your son, and Joe, I know a lot of your staff because we always start our Saturdays at the Mint. You know, we have an intellectual crowd that gathers down there. That may be somewhat of an exaggeration to use the word intellectual with those guys. But nonetheless, we get exposed to Joe, to your family members, and Joe, to your staff. And I couldn't agree more. And it's one of the reasons that you guys have been both so successful.
Terrific. So we are halfway through the 10-game challenge. Time for the sixth game, and it's a Big Ten Conference game coming up later this afternoon at 2:30 as Purdue, who won just one game all of last season, already has won two, trying to make it three in a row as they take on 2-0 USC. Game being played in West Lafayette, Purdue and USC. And Sully, you're up first.
I am. You know, anytime I think of these two teams, I remember, and we talked about it earlier, the last time these teams played, that Purdue won, and it was 1967, and Bob Greasy, you guys may remember Bob, he's famous for his pronunciation of the great state of Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl, where he constantly called them Wisconsin. So people were telling, reminding him that Iowa was West. We were Wisconsin. But nonetheless, I'm going to say the trend is going to continue here, that SC is going to not fall victim to Purdue like they did in the Rose Bowl in 67. So I got SC, guys.
All right, guys, what do you think?
I'm going to follow suit on that SC. I think they're just too big for Purdue this week.
And Joe?
I think Purdue is going to do it.
Oh, very interesting.
Well, you know, Joe, I, even though I took that SC, I'm still miffed about Leroy Keyes not winning the Heisman in 1967. And if I say that one more time, Chad's probably going to ask me to leave. But that was one of the great, in my opinion, travesties of the Heisman vote. Anyway.
Moving on. We will go to an SEC matchup. You got South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Again, these are a couple of programs that are trying to work their way up, and they've been making strides in the last couple of years. South Carolina and Vanderbilt, and we'll start with our guests. Joe and Joe, who do you got?
I think I'm going with Vanderbilt over South Carolina this week. I think they've got it in them, and I'm going to take Vanderbilt.
Joe?
I think South Carolina all the way.
Well, you know, the thing about this game is the quarterbacks. You know, Lenora Sellers is 6'4", 245 pounds. The guy is an absolute beefsteak, and yet he's got a very good arm, and he's pretty nimble. You know, he'll look to extend before he takes off and escapes. And then on the other side, you got Diego Pavier, who has changed Vanderbilt. I mean, they beat Vatek a couple weeks ago pretty badly. That was like 44 to 24 or something. However, I think I'm going to stay with South Carolina because they're home. So I'm gonna take the Gamecocks in this one.
All right. And, of course, it wouldn't be a Sully's 10-game challenge if whoever Notre Dame is happening to play this week is not part of it. And this week, Notre Dame is home. And just to add a little more Notre Dame spice to it, facing a former Golden Domer, with the head coach of Texas A&M comes into town. So Texas A&M at Notre Dame. And Sully, right?
Yes. This is are we on eight? We're on eight.
This is eight.
Yeah, you know, Mike Elko, the current coach of Texas A&M, was assistant at Notre Dame, one of Kelly's assistants. Outstanding coach. You know, he left Notre Dame to take an assistant's job at Texas A&M. And Kelly had a rule back then. If you left Notre Dame for a parallel position, like going from a coordinator to a coordinator, you immediately dismissed. So I don't know how well that ended, but I doubt it ended real well. And then, of course, he went on to Duke and did great work there. And then A&M invited him back after Fisher left. So really good coach, a guy who was very familiar with Notre Dame. It's not going to matter. However, I am going to make one comment. If C.J. Carr has more carries this week than Jeremiah Love, I'm going to contact Scotland Yard and have an investigation as to what those guys are doing in South Bend.
Joe and Joe, what are your picks?
You know what, Saul? I kind of agree with you on Notre Dame, but I'm just going against you just to kind of ruffle your feathers.
You know,
Texas A&M all the way.
You know, Joe, when we worked together at West, I always said you should, or at Newman, you should have went to West, you know, picking against Notre Dame.
And Joe Rader, what about you?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, see, Joe was an All-State player at Newman Catholic. Yes, so there you have it.
Up next, an SEC battle. You got LSU in Florida, and I know Sully's always tooting the horn of Billy Napier, but he's feeling the heat down in Gainesville. LSU and Florida. We'll start with Joe and Joe.
Well, I think it's going to be a battle, but I'm going to go with Florida. I think they're going to come back from their whipping here a little while back, and they're going to take care of LSU.
And Joe Rader?
I agree with Joe Popowski.
You guys are both taking the Florida, huh? Okay. You know, I'm with you. Florida's going to come in with a vengeance after what happened last week, and yet that game is in Death Valley on Saturday night, and going to Louisiana on a Saturday night is not really good for the record. So I'm going to say that Kelly and LSU continue Florida's woes and get this done tonight.
And another SEC showdown to wrap it up, our 10th game of the 10-game challenge, Tennessee and Georgia. So a massive matchup in the SEC. Sully, what do you got?
Boy, I'll tell you, this is a great game. The quarterback from Georgia, Gunnar Stockton, Chad, he's never played in an environment like this. When they played Notre Dame a year ago, the crowd was about 50-50. Today you're going to have about 105,000 pretty well lubed up Tennesseans who are going to be making a lot of racket. I don't think it matters. I think Gunnar Stockton and that Georgia defense are going to prevail. I think Georgia's going to get Tennessee.
And Joe and Joe.
You know, Saul, I'm agreeing with you there. I think it's going to be a tough environment, but I think Georgia's going to come in and get the job done.
And Joe Rader.
I think Tennessee's going to get it over.
Very, very good. So that's the 10-game challenge, Joe Popowski and Joe Rader. And guys, before you finish things up, Saul, anything you want to ask the guys?
No, just if there's anything else you want to add, because you have been very important to our show. And like I mentioned earlier, the things we've been able to do to help community members. And you guys both personally have directed me to organizations that you thought did real good work in the community, and we're appreciative of that. So anything else that you want to say where we could maybe give back a little bit to you about something you haven't mentioned?
No, I just think, Sal, that you were tying in with the donations to the great causes is just another icing on the cake. So we appreciate that you taking care of all that, too.
Yes, I feel the same. Some of the money that we spent, I think, was well spent. And we're happy that we can help.
And I'm glad you guys are here today. As long as I end up winning this challenge, I know Chad he keeps track of stuff here.
We want the results.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Gentlemen, thank you for playing the challenge. Yep, we'll keep track of it because I know when Saul goes over to the Mitten before the show next week,
yes,
got to know what's happening here.
Absolutely.
So. Joe Rader and Joe Popowski are guests for the 10-game challenge. We're going to take a timeout and then come back and start the rankings with the group of five. That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change, some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here, now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204, click RedantInsurance.com, or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at BrokawCU.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
And welcome back, Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. But Sully, I'm Chad Holmes, and time now to go into the rankings, and we're going to start off with the Group of Five Top 20. Again, if you go to Sully'sCollegeFootballPage.com, you can catch all the rankings, whether it is through the FCS, the Group of Five, or the Power Four. And 20 teams in the rankings. Let's get right into it. We'll take groups of three here.
Okay.
And we'll start off with number 20, Liberty. Liberty lost to Jacksonville State. So I think over the last couple of years, this is as low as we've seen Liberty. Oh, and yeah. Actually, real fast, Louisiana Tech, number 19. And also James Madison, number 18. If we go all 20, we'll be here all day.
Yeah, yeah, we will. You know, Louisiana Tech, this is the best they've been since Skip Holtz left there. So they're making a little bit of a comeback this year. They play in Conference USA, which is arguably, Chad, the weakest of the conferences. They're in front of Liberty. And I can tell you, since we started this, they have never been in front of Liberty, but they are this week. And, of course, James Madison is a very good team out of the Sun Belt.
Yeah, they battled Louisville, just losing 28-14. Then number 17 from the Mountain West is Wyoming. You got number 16 from the Mountain West, Hawaii, and number 15 from the MAC, team that is going to be challenged big time later today, Ohio University.
Yeah, Ohio's up against it today.
But they had a big win last week against West Virginia.
They sure did. And, you know, I think that, you know, Rich Rod kind of took that on the chin. And, you know, I think people are looking for West Virginia to try to move back to where they were a few years back when he was running it. But like other things, it takes time. He's got to get his players in, and that's going to take a few years. But anyway, you know, Hawaii and Wyoming both have good games today, and Wyoming at this point is unbeaten.
Number 14 is Boise State. They bounced back from their loss to open up to beat Eastern Washington 51-14. You got Jacksonville State. We mentioned they knocked off Liberty last week. And then Fresno State, who knocked off Oregon State. Those Pac-12 teams are having some struggles. But Fresno State up to number 12 from the Mountain West as well.
Yeah, and I always like when Boise plays Eastern Washington. Because as many of our listeners know, Boise plays on a blue field. What they probably don't know is that Eastern Washington plays on a red field. And when turf or whatever those experts are called that you know, study those fields, those synthetic fields and artificial turfs that they put in, they were concerned that with moisture, that Eastern Washington's field was going to turn pink. So they've been able to avoid that yet. I know you're relieved about that. But nonetheless, those teams are Boise started with a little bit of a shock, but kind of righted the ship. And look for all three of these teams to go on and have good seasons.
Number 11, the Air Force Academy from the Mountain West. They're 1-0. They have a trip to Utah State coming up. Army, number 10, they bounced back from that first loss to beat Kansas State. And then North Texas is number 9, and they had an overtime win over Western Michigan, and they have an opportunity against Washington State coming up, as we talked about during the 10-game challenge.
Yeah, and Army, that win against Kansas State was huge. And, you know, they were the ones that lost to Tarleton State. And we just talked about Tarleton. They're ranked 4th in our FCE the rankings. And they, you know, they're a pretty good team. And, you know, Army lost to them at home, and they were not happy. You could see they went through the line and were fine after what you'd expect from them, given their discipline. But, man, they came back, and they took it to Kansas State this past week.
Real fast. Kansas State lost again last night.
They did.
I mean, see how quickly things can go in the wrong direction. They lost a tough one to Iowa State. They lose a tough one, a 3-point game at Army, and then they lose to Arizona. In college football, there's a thin line, isn't there?
Oh, there really is. Chad, and those are a 3-point loss, followed by a 3-point loss, and then a 7-point or 6-point loss. So the reality is all of those games could have had a different spin. But nonetheless, there they sit at 0-3, and kind of they're back against it because they're going to run into some pretty good competition in the Big 12.
Appalachian State is 2-0 and number 8 in the Group of 5 rankings. They're getting set for a road trip to a Southern Miss. Texas State beat Texas San Antonio. Big win for Texas State. They're now number 7, and they get a big challenge heading to Arizona State. And then finally, number 6 is Navy. And Navy, boy, they just keep on a rolling. They're 2-0 after a win over a UAB, and they get set to take on Tulsa.
Yeah, and how about Appalachian State? They beat Lindenwood, who Stevens Point played a few years ago. Point took them on. Not a good result, but nonetheless, they were involved with these guys. So Appalachian State, Texas State, a year ago, Chad, we were kind of watching them towards the last third of the season, and North Texas, thinking, you know, it'd be nice to see those teams in a bowl. Well, it came to fruition. Had a great game with North Texas State and ended up winning. Texas State did. And Navy's Navy. You know, they're just hard to defend.
It's interesting. All three of the service academies in your rankings, all within, I think, the top 11. Yep, three service academies all in the top 11.
Well, you know, and they belong there based on Army got upset. That happens. But then they took that and turned it into a positive, beating a Power 4 team that people did not think they were capable of doing. They did it. And Navy, a year ago, as you remember, they beat Oklahoma in a bowl.
Yep. Number five, UNLV. They're 3-0. Dan Mullen off to a good start with the Rebs. They knocked off UCLA last week. They had a rather big lead and then were able to hold on for a 30-23 win. Toledo knocked off Western Kentucky. They're 1-1 now, and they are number four. And the Green Wave of Tulane just got past South Alabama after whipping up on Northwestern in their first game. And they have Duke coming up in a very interesting matchup as well.
Yeah,
so they're number three.
The Tulane, you know, historically, part of the SEC when it formed, there was another really strong league in the South called the Metro. They were involved in that. So Tulane has always kind of been in the middle of things down south, and people up here may not know their history, but they have great football history, and then are in a great city in terms of the being able to attract that Louisiana talent to New Orleans. And then Toledo, you know, the thing we always say about them is speed. When you watch them play, they always, you know, you don't think a Mac is having a lot of speed, but when you watch them, you get that sense. So. And then UNLV with Danny Mullen, he's going to do really good work there because I think he's a good recruiter and he's going to be able to recruit to Vegas.
And then the top two, you got Memphis at number two at 2-0. They beat Georgia State to have Troy on the road coming up, which was never an easy game. And then, of course, number one, they earned it. South Florida, you talk about earning it. Two great wins to start off the season and a chance for a third against Miami today.
Yeah, you know, so they're in with one of the best Power Four programs, and while teams certainly this year and programs over time absolutely as well. Memphis and South Florida, the good thing here is they do play later in this year. They're both members of the American. And at least one of them will play Tulane.
That is the top 20 in the group of five. And again, you can get all the information, see those rankings, dig a little deeper by going to SullysCollegeFootballPage.com. Coming up next, we'll talk about the group of four. The top 25 is coming up next here on Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving Central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646.
The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office.
The Eat Fresh Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Buck's Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rothschild, Wisconsin, 54474, in the Bushka and Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag Sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also on YouTube at youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel there as well. Time now to talk about the Power Four, the top 25 teams. Again, if you go to sullyscollegefootballpage.com, you can get all the information on these teams and conferences as well. But let's start off with the bottom three of this, and it's the SEC. You got three SEC teams all starting 2-0. You got Texas A&M. They have an opportunity, if they take care of business later today, to move on up, as they have Notre Dame. But 25th are the Aggies. Then number 24, Missouri. They had a really good win last week against Kansas. Kansas, a very good football team. Kansas jumped out to an early lead, but Missouri came back and beat them 42-31. They have the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana next. And then Auburn is 2-0 after knocking off Ball State, and they'll take on South Alabama coming up next.
Yeah, you know, Jalen Daniels, the quarterback at Kansas, not be confused with Jaden Daniels, who was at LSU a couple years ago. This guy can be a nightmare, and they jumped on Missouri right away, but Missouri just kept battling and did an admirable job of keeping this kid inside of him, in front of him, because if he gets outside or behind you, chances are you're not catching him. And so, big win. I thought Eli Drinkwitz's staff and the players stepped up. A&M, big game. Mike Elko is not going to be mystified or caught up in the Golden Dome or touchdown Jesus. He's been there. And I'll tell you, they're a very dangerous team. Notre Dame better be careful in this game or they're going to go to 0-2. And then Auburn, Hugh Freeze is gradually getting them back to where they are. They're pretty formidable now.
Number 22 is Nebraska. They whipped up on Akron 68-0. They should do the same against Houston Christian today. Number 21 is Utah, and Utah off to a very good start, beating UCLA and then Cal Poly last week, 63-3. But one of those old Mountain West matchups. They will have a non-conference game at their old rivals, Wyoming.
Yes.
And Ole Miss, and they had an entertaining game against Kentucky last week, a very tight game, and in the end, Ole Miss able to knock off Kentucky in Lexington 30-23. And up next, Arkansas, in a very intriguing matchup as well.
Well, you know, we thought about putting that in the 10-game challenge, because that's a good game. Sam Pittman really needs to win a game like this, because, you know, they're just struggling. And if you ever heard him speak, he's a great guy. I mean, you know, guys like that you pull for. And the guy on the other side is Peck's bad boy. You know, Kiffin's always doing something that's on the periphery of being maybe not exactly within the rules, like his fake injuries last year. But anyway, good games there. And this old Miss Arkansas game, I have a definite interest in.
Then you have coming up after that, number 19 is Michigan. They take a dip after falling to Oklahoma 24-13. They have that game against Central Michigan coming up. USC up to number 18. They took no pity on their former head coach Clay Helton last week, defeating Georgia Southern 59-20. They have Purdue coming up today. And then the Alabama Crimson Tide, 1-1 after beating Louisiana Monroe 73-0. For everybody's sake, that better not happen today when Wisconsin comes to town.
Yeah, you know, and Chad, I took like a longer, more detailed look at Alabama as we're getting ready to play them here. They're better than I thought. Mm. You know, when you look at the access to talent that they can put on the field, I mean, it is impressive. So that loss to Florida State maybe has woken up the echoes. You know, maybe they're gonna start to think, hey, we need to circle the wagons here and start to get this protected, this thing that we've built. So really a good program, anxious to see what they do, and I am fearful we may get some of that focus in about 25 minutes.
Number 16 is Indiana. We talked about their whip of their in-state rivals, Indiana State, last night. Tennessee, number 15, they put up a 72 spot against East Tennessee State last week. I don't think they'll get 72 in their next game, which is Georgia today. And then South Carolina ahead of Tennessee, which is interesting, as South Carolina undefeated heading into their game against Vandy.
Yeah, you know, I think that the Georgia fans were offended by Tennessee scoring that many points, I think, because they were all on YouTube and some of those channels that they appear on. They were pretty vocal about they can't do that to anybody that's any good, you know, or anybody that's on their level. So a very interesting game, you know, between those two this afternoon. And that Tennessee crowd is going to be worth a look-see. South Carolina, if you haven't seen Lenora's Sellers, you really need to watch this game, because that kid's something else. And those teams are all going to be on display today.
Number 13 is Clemson. And, boy, they were behind for quite a bit of the game against Troy last week. But in the end, they beat them 27-16. And now a very tough road game at Georgia Tech coming up. You have Florida State, number 12. A little bit of a easier second game, as after beating Alabama, they knocked off East Texas A&M 77-3. And Illinois up to number 11. And again, I was very impressed that went into Duke last week, especially in the second half, where they scored the most second half points they have in many a year, winning 45-19. So Illinois facing Western Michigan next, but three intriguing schools, I would say.
You know, one of the things that I was, you know, interested in seeing was whether or not Haynes King was going to play. And he is playing for Georgia Tech. And the other thing, Chad, in looking at the game, I didn't realize Georgia Tech has the lead in this series, 50-36. I mean, they have a pretty commanding lead over Clemson. And I think that's when Clemson, the term Clemsoning, you know, where you do things like Murphy's Law. But that term is Dabo got rid of that.
So that is 25-11. But next, we are going to talk about the top 10 teams in the country and find out how Sully's top 10 compares maybe to what your top 10 is, and that'll be straight ahead. It's Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Crab River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Crab River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
France Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a local family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over two generations. France Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com. For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
The Central Wisconsin School of Ballet is celebrating over 52 years of dance instruction. They offer classes in ballet, jazz, contemporary, modern, tap, and musical theater for ages 2 to 99. And did you know that ballet is used by college football teams as a conditioning and cross-training program? Stop in for a trial class, call for a brochure, or email your questions to the studio.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, A Dance Spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Benega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes. It's time now for the top 10 teams in the Power 4, according to Sully'sCollegeFootballPage.com. Again, check out the site for all the information you need on hundreds of college football teams, not just the big ones, but everybody.
You know, and I think it's always interesting when you're on the site to look at the portal, and you start to see how many players teams have brought in, and you might be surprised to see that there's a couple teams that have brought in over 50 players, for this season. And, you know, LSU may have won the Clemson game in the offseason. They brought in 19 transfer portal players, 12 of whom were 4 stars, Chad. So it's kind of changed things, and it does certainly impact rankings.
Number 10 is Iowa State. They had a big win against Iowa, 16-13 last week, and they're kind of the opposite of Kansas State. They won a couple of close games, and all of a sudden they're number 10 in the country.
Yeah, you know, and there's not a lot of difference between Iowa State and Kansas State. And I would say to you, if Kansas State played them at home, I'm not sure they wouldn't be favored because the games have been that tight. But nonetheless, you know, we've always liked Matty Campbell, good coach, and he's doing good work and continues to do good work at Iowa State.
Absolutely. And you have at number 9, Oklahoma. It looks like Oklahoma back where they think they belong. They earned a big win against Michigan last week, and next, interesting, Oklahoma heading to Philadelphia to be on the road against Temple.
Yeah, you know, people are all talking about how shocked they were they did that. You know, you and I touched on it earlier. Sometimes I think coaches like to get a routine on the road done in a game that they feel that confident that they can go out and beat Temple. So this could be a procedural thing for later in the season.
Is Oklahoma that good?
Oklahoma is very good. Their defensive line and O-lines are solid. And, you know, that game against Michigan, Oklahoma made a couple of miscues that kept it closer. They pretty much dominated Michigan from the get-go.
Number eight, still in the top 10, is Notre Dame, but still looking for their first win of the season.
Yeah, Notre Dame might be the only team I've ever had ranked that hasn't had a win yet.
At this point.
Well.
They just haven't played very much.
You know, and the team that beat them was a very close game, you know. But nonetheless, Notre Dame needs to step up today, and they need to step up solidly. And somebody better tell them they need to get that running game going. And they got a guy named Jadarian Price, who is, in my opinion, is quite capable of being an All-American. But you got to give him the ball.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be 0-2. I mean, last season, they were put themselves in a position where they had to win out. If they lose today, they probably have to win out, right?
Yeah, and then flip a coin, because at 10-2, given who they would have beaten and who they would have lost to, because Miami could lose some games in the ACC to Florida State and Clemson, and certainly A&M can get beat in the SEC. So 10-2 may not get you in. 11-1 will, but 10-2, they better be careful about today.
Number seven is the team that defeated Notre Dame in the season opener, Miami. And they're 2-0 after beating Notre Dame and then Bethune-Cookman, and now South Florida comes to town.
Yeah, you know, and South Florida might as well come into town shooting cannons, because they are not walking in the back door. Everybody knows what they've done. The line on this game is almost identical to the Florida line. I do think that Miami is better than Florida. And I look for South Florida. If they win this game, then they're better than even we think. And we've got them ranked number one in a group of five.
You got Texas at number six, 1-1. Of course, they lost to Ohio State, but they bounced back to beat San Jose State. Got an in-state rival, Texas El Paso, coming up next. Texas, 41.5-point favorites.
Yeah, you know, and this Texas El Paso is better this year, but this will not matter. Texas is, you know, they're a little bit like the circumstance that Notre Dame was in, except they can win a conference, which changes things, because even if they were to lose, you know, two or even three games, they win the league they're in. But nonetheless, they're going to come after Texas El Paso. No mistakes here.
Yeah, Georgia at number five. Again, they have Tennessee coming up. It's a 2:30 game on ABC this afternoon. Georgia, 3.5-point favorites. We've talked a little bit about this one, but, boy, this one will kind of set a tone early on in the SEC, won't it?
I think it will. And this is, in my opinion, this is the day's best game. And this Tennessee crowd, you know, they tried to take over the horseshoe when they played Ohio State last year. They probably objected Georgia getting any tickets. So this is going to be the crowd in itself. I think Chad is worth watching.
Then you have at number four Penn State, again 2-0, but they haven't played anybody. They probably have not. Will not. We can say the same thing as, you know, as good as Villanova is in terms of FCS competition. But at the same time, we're going to have to wait, I guess, for Penn State, and that you've had them kind of trickling down your rankings the first few weeks.
And, you know, you and I have said that you cannot, with preseason rankings,
can't be wedded to them.
Yes, you know, and you have to be willing to rate and rank people based on what you're seeing. You know, the eye test. And if, in fact, teams are lining up, taking chances like Texas did, going to the shoe, you've got to recognize that. They're not going to fall very far. I guarantee you, if Penn State had slipped and lost one of these, they would not be in the top 10. You know, you cannot do what they've done and not look like you're completely in control.
Absolutely. Then at number three, LSU. And again, some pressure this year on Brian Kelly. So far, he's been able to do what he needed to do. Got that week one win. Louisiana Tech 23-7. Not overwhelming, but Florida next. And it seems high to me, just to be honest with you.
LSU?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't. It wasn't exactly a, you know, a 21st century game where they beat Clemson and then 23-7 against La Tech. Why do you have him so high?
Because of the Clemson game, and I do think Clemson is better than what people are saying nationally. We're going
to
find
Troy
out
didn't seem to think they were that good last week.
Who's that?
Troy. Because they were down. I mean, they were down by a couple of scores in that game. So
And you know, you're talking 18 to 22-year-olds.
That's true.
I don't know if they were pouting or what they were doing, but they did score the next 27 or whatever it was and shut out Troy. And the other thing is, you know, Troy, people aren't going to know him up here, but they've had a history of being a pretty good program over the years. Now, that doesn't mean that LSU should have, you know, or Clemson should have struggled with them. They should not have.
Then Big Ten, again, at the top. You got Oregon at number two. And to do what they did against a Power Four conference opponent like Oklahoma State last week, that was a statement.
Yeah, and I don't know that we shouldn't have made them one. You know, they just went and took care of business. It was like Oklahoma State looked like an FCS, very mediocre FCS team. They had no answers yet at any point in that game from the start of it. It looks like they were getting scored on when they were trying to get off the bus. The reality here is that Oregon may at this point, from an arguable and a very winnable argument, that they are the best team right now in the country.
Yeah, based on the performance on the field very early, very, very, very early. But, boy, I don't think anybody's probably played eight better quarters than Oregon has played so far this year.
All right, now I'm going to whet your appetite here. Not next week, but the week after. Oregon goes to Happy Valley, and they got the whiteout waiting for them. Huge game. In 2 weeks in the Big Ten.
Massive. And Ohio State, 2-0. Of course, they had that old-time football kind of 14-7 win against Texas to start off, and then they roughed up Grambling 70-0. They got Ohio U coming in. Ohio State, again, is it one of those cases where, you know, the crown is on their head? So they've proven with that Texas win that somebody's got to knock them off before they go down anything below number one.
Yeah, well, you know, the best thing that Grambling did in that Ohio State game was bring their band. Their band had a very good halftime presentation. You know, Ohio State just came out and they were going to take care of business, and it was no letdown, no sideways. These guys aren't there. No, they went after him and just put it on him right away. You know, when you're talking Grambling, there was a time when Notre Dame was at the top of the college football world. What people didn't realize is Grambling was putting more guys in the NFL than Notre Dame was. And they were, you know, playing in that FCS stuff. So anyway, the reality here is this is a great team. And at this point, we decided to keep them right where they were, even though Oregon is not knocking. They're hammering on the door.
So there you got it, all the rankings, the FCS, the Group of Five, and the Power Four. And again, if you want more information, if you want to just recap these numbers, you can go to SullysCollegeFootballPage.com and be able to just take a look at where everybody stands at this early point of the season. So we have about 2 minutes to go before we wrap it up and people can turn on their TVs to ABC.
Yeah, well, we got the Badgers coming here in a couple minutes.
So the Badgers and Alabama, and you were saying, and again, Badger fans a little nervous if Alabama's a little better than you thought.
Yeah, they are. I mean, when you look at them, they're always good, but I didn't realize how much talent they still have, and if they can get refocused, they can be right there at the end. They're quite capable.
And also, when you do change offensive coordinators, and I know Ryan Grubb had worked with Kaden DeBoer a lot in his previous stops, but for these players, it's a new system. It's going to take a little bit of time, isn't it? It'll be interesting to see how that offense develops as the season continues.
You know, that's a good point, Chad, because I think if you say, you know, from a coaching standpoint, and you look at it, say, through a realtor's eyes. You know, they always hear the real estate business say location, location, location. I would tell you from a coach's perspective, the first thing you're trying to do is build relationship with your players. And he's new. And so it's going to take a little time for that to occur. And then, you know, the changes that are going to occur. So, yeah, I think that he is going to be as advertised. But I think you're right when you say, hey, it's going to take some time.
And then finally, I know tonight the NBC moved the Big Ten out of their primetime slot because they said we're going to put Sully's favorite team, or one of his favorite teams, Notre Dame, into the primetime slot against A&M. And, you know, we talked a bit about it, but that's, for you Notre Dame fans, it'll be a little nervous time tonight.
Is that on Peacock?
It's on NBC/Peacock.
Okay.
It's on both.
NBC has been trying to sell Peacock for a while. And, you know, Notre Dame clearly has helped them. Unless you do it what my son does,
right.
buy it and then cancel it right after. But then the Big Ten, that was a coup.
So that's going to do it. Lots of great football to watch. Sully, we'll talk all about this week. Look ahead to next week.
Looking forward to seeing you already, Chad.
Thanks for joining us.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September